Authorities have checked and closed 239 small hotels, hostels and guest houses in Krabi during the past month for having no licenses for the provision of hotel services. Krabi's deputy governor says police, troops, provincial and municipality officials had joined forces to check hotel services in the district and found that only 52 out of 318 places inspected had licenses for operating such services. He said 239 had now been temporarily shut down pending their license applications. To get a license, the owners must comply with the hotel business laws to provide proper safety measures for guests. The owners of the 239 illegal hotel businesses have been sued for contravening the law, with 199 of them already have been convicted and the rest still being tried. Communities in Phetchaburi's Mwang district are expected to be flooded for about 2 weeks after runoff from the overwhelmed Kang Krachan Dam hit the area last night. The dam was discharging between 200 and 250 cubic metres of water per second. The Phetchaburi River, which runs into the Mwang district at the heart of Phetchaburi, can hold about 150 cubic metres of water per second. The Royal Irrigation Department's Director General says, although we must discharge water from the dam, we're trying to reduce the volume that will go into the river by diverting some 55 cubic metres of runoff into a canal and irrigation systems. The floodwater level in much of the Mwang district is up to 50 centimetres. And at an unprompted media conference yesterday, the Patong police chief and a famous Patong businessman claimed there was no mafia in Patong. The comments came yesterday after arrest warrants were issued for three suspects last week in connection to the double execution-style murders in Sattahip near Pattaya on July the 29th. One of them is a well-known Patong businessman known as Sia Owan, also known as 39-year-old Panya Yingdang, a bar owner. Prap Keeson, one of Patong's leading business operators and son of former Patong Mayor Pian Keeson, said many people say Sia Owan is part of a mafia. I can confirm that he is not. Patong is a business city and a safe place which has generated a lot of income for the country. There is no mafia in Patong as the government got rid of these groups. The Bangkok Metropolitan Administration may ask PM Prayut Chan-o-cha to intervene in their bid to restrict footpath stalls in one of the city's most famous streets. The Deputy Bangkok Governor said yesterday that he plans to discuss the matter with vendors and various other relevant authorities up until Friday. A ban took effect on August the 1st, preventing vendors from setting up their stalls on the sidewalks and operating all day. They've been restricted to 6 p.m. till midnight hours only in the famous backpacker tourist magnet. A spokesperson for the vendors group said her group was now holding discussions with all vendors in a bid to get a solid proposal to be submitted to the BMA for consideration. It's estimated that Khao San Road has about 300 vendors. A father has sustained serious injuries after being stabbed by his drug-addicted son in Krabi. Police arrived at the house where the injured man, later identified as a 53-year-old, had already been taken to the Klong Tom Hospital. He'd sustained a serious injury from a stab wound on his body. His 25-year-old son was inside the house when police arrived. Police found that he was drunk and under the influence. They found a 30-centimeter-long knife, which was covered in blood, inside the house. Witnesses told police that Mr. Suwan had warned his son about his serious drug addiction. The 25-year-old was allegedly angry and reacted by using the knife to stab his father. The witnesses say that neighbours nearby tried to stop him. And a few quick regional stories. Tour guides at Cambodia's historical sites are voicing concern over a new audio tour app they say is threatening their careers. Developed by local company Angkor Audio, the app provides spoken tours in 14 languages. A tour guide who's been working since being licensed in 2008 told the Phnom Penh Post that the app is hurting the industry and affecting the livelihood of trained guides. And the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission is confirming that former Malaysian PM Najib Razak will be charged again today. The anti-graft agency said in a statement yesterday that the former PM had returned to assist their investigation into SRC International. They say he'll be charged under the anti-money laundering, anti-terrorism financing, and proceeds of unlawful activities act.